DW.
There's one new calf, newborn. It's over there. Yes. Yeah. He is 4 days old.
4 days, it's so big already.
So you see, it's running. It's running. It's coming to you. I think he wants to be on radio.
Does it make any noise?
Yeah, he can.
What noise does it make?
It's a combination of what a pig, a horse, and an elephant make.
If it weren't so cold in the middle of summer, we could think we were in South Asia. Open grassy fields are bordered by a barrage of trees. Ponds are pooled between bouts of rain. And there, grazing, a herd of water buffaloes, 41 and growing, with new calves being born by the day.
Hi. Hello.
Arjen Swinkels, a 40-year-old farmer from Eindhoven who never cuts his hair, swears that the water buffalo is the only dairy-providing animal really adapted to live in the decidedly wet Dutch conditions.
I keep them only outside. Normally,
also in winter?
Yes, and winter times in Holland are sometimes a bit cold, but also really wet, much rain, so there's much mud, and I just try to do it that way.
Do they like it, the buffaloes?
Yeah, well, they can choose to go inside or outside.
And what do they choose?
355 days a year, they choose for outside. You can hear them taking the grass.
Taking the grass, yeah. This is a far cry from the images conjured up by scandals linked to the buffalo mozzarella in Italy. Investigation showed abuse, such as animals chained all day in filthy stables, fed with industrial fodder, full of antibiotics, and worse, where newborns were ripped away from their mothers right after birth, and if they were male, thrown to die in the fields, eaten by dogs and vultures.
The bull calves that are not treated that well in Italy, we keep them ourselves, and we send them on nature fields, and we bring them to the butcher when they're 2 years old, and they have a good life, and we sell it as free-range buffalo meat.
Arjen Swinkels' animals feed on open fields of grass, not only because this is good for them, but also because as part of a deal with the government, it's cheap. This public land is managed as natural area by the Dutch state. Swinkels' buffaloes are allowed to roam the vast area around his farm because the animals do the job of mowing down vegetation.
If you don't put animals there, it gets really wild. They eat the grass, they put the manure on the fields, and flies come to that. There's life coming out of their manure.
And those areas become more biodiverse, as buffalo are a kind of keystone species that affect the whole ecosystem. Calves are kept with the mothers for 3 months, even though that translates in a considerable loss of milk. Swinkels is not looking for maximum production. With one milking machine and one volunteer, he makes small quantity of yogurt, soft cheese, ice cream, and the most wonderful mozzarella. But water buffaloes are not the only large mammal roaming free in the Dutch landscape. Are you here to see the bisons?
Ah, no.
Did you know there are bisons here?
No, we didn't know. So it was surprising to see that there are here bisons, but we haven't seen one yet.
Aldo is just 30 kilometers north of Arjen Swinkels' water buffalo farm. We're about to be transported back in time, thousands of years, to meet an ancient animal, the European bison, or wisent, as it's called. The surprise of this Belgian tourist is not so far-fetched, because this large mammal was indeed extinct.
Dus hoe laat ze weer terugkomen? Of
Leo Linnaerts is a landscape ecologist with Arc Nature, a Dutch NGO dedicated to helping Europe find its wild side.
Yeah, and they are indigenous in Europe. They really belong here. And they should have been here all the time, but we made them disappear just after the First World War. So we ended up with zero wisents in nature, but there were still wisents left in zoos and in some private hunting reserves.
Now a pan-European project aims at repopulating this mammal in more temperate latitudes from Spain to Poland to the Balkans.
We made so many wild animals disappear from the world. It is very, very nice to undo some of these bad actions and to do something positive for nature.
Including in the Maashorst, this region is also public land managed by the Dutch state as a natural area. Together with 18 wisent, Exmoor ponies and a rock cattle are also present in the Maashorst, each contributing with its peculiar way of grazing and moving about to keeping the ecosystem in balance. So we have this beautiful field with yellow flowers, and at the end I can spot some bisons behind the trees. Let's see if we can get any closer. How they're moving.
To see them more,
They are like really prehistoric animals. How old are they?
They somewhat appeared on Earth like 100,000, 200,000 years ago. So they have a very, very long history.
In the very densely populated Netherlands, carved between industries and industrial farming expanses, it's refreshing to see areas in which nature is the main attraction. Yet, in neighbouring Germany, or farther east in Poland, reintroduced bison have not been always welcome, particularly on privately owned forest land. Landowners have lamented unwelcome encounters, or how the ungulates graze down saplings, cutting into wood harvests. Frans Scheppers is managing director of Rewilding Europe, a Dutch NGO working to bring nature back onto the old continent. He provides some of the bigger picture.
So in Europe, there is a wildlife comeback happening. You know, a lot of species are doing well, but the numbers are still very low. Most of the species come on their own. So the bison is a species that we help, ideally, in unfenced situations.
With space limited, maybe some communities are not ready to give up land to wild animals.
When it comes to bringing back animals, it's about trying to behave like good neighbors. And that is not without challenges. I think it is possible, we know it, it happens in many places, but it's very much acceptance in the minds of people. Tolerance is the key word, and coexistence.
We humans drove them extinct. Bison, wisent, the wolf, wild horses and other animals. As we now help them back onto our countryside, let's consider encounters to be a privilege and maybe learn to be better neighbors. Chiara Reed for DW in Eindhoven, the Netherlands. DW.